Hi, Daddy.
Ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Come on in. Come on in. Welcome to another edition of the Opening Drive. This is week five. I'm your host, E-Dub, and we about to get into week five of the NFL, man. So y'all know the drill. This is the fifth time of us doing this. So thank you for checking out the show. And we got a full slate of games to talk about today. As well, we're not really going to talk about it, but we got NBA going on tonight. We got Sunday Night Football going on tonight. So we just going to do like we always do. But first and foremost, man, let me get some particulars out of the way. First things, we would love for you to connect with the show on all of our various social media platforms. Make sure you like the Game Time Radio Network page on Facebook. We're on Twitter as well at GT Radio 1100. On Instagram as well. I want to know this. Whatever team you're rooting for, who are you giving your game ball to? Who are you giving your game ball to? And who is your GOAT for the day? Who was the GOAT? Who was the person that just screwed everything up? Just messed everything up. Who is your GOAT for the day? Put it in the chat. And I just want to thank you guys for checking us out today. Before we get into the games, let's do this. I want to get into some news and notes. I know that pretty much everybody's watching the Dallas Cowboys. Just a few minutes ago, man, Dak Prescott went down with an ugly injury, man. Very ugly injury. Prayers go out to him. Look, guys, this season has been brutal. You hear me? It has been brutal. That ankle was twisted up, and it didn't look good at all, man. So, I just hate it for the kid, man. Watching him being wheeled off and crying, you know, his teammates there for him. He's obviously the leader of that team. And, man, it was tough to watch, man. It was tough to watch. But the Cowboys have Andy Dalton in there now. And we're going to recap those 4 o'clock games a little bit later down in the show. We're going to go through some of these the 1 o'clock games as well. But let me know what games you guys watched today. What games did you watch? Who balled out for you today? If you had a guy that balled on your fantasy team, shout him out. If you had a guy that put you in a bind and didn't do much for you, let me know those too. So we're doing game balls and goats, however you want to do it. Again, you're listening to the Opening Drive. This is the week five recap. I'm your host, E-Dub, man. So another bit of news before we get into these games. Alex Smith made his return today. As many of you guys know, if you don't know, Alex Smith suffered a broken leg. I believe it was a season or two ago. And he's had like 17 surgeries. You know, the doctors were like, yo, man, you really don't need to be playing no football. You really don't need to be playing no football. And he went out there and played today, you know, and it was weird, man. Like just watching him, I didn't feel good watching him. It was really crazy. Like, yo, my man is out there, and it was just weird, man. It was just weird. He only threw for like 30 some yards, but I didn't want him to get hit. I didn't want anything bad to happen to him. But, you know, he's a man. He has to make his own decisions. Also, some news in Atlanta, some news in the city that I live. The word on the street is that Dan Quinn is reportedly out of a job. Now, Jeff Schultz, our guy from The Athletic, broke the story. He says that he's reportedly out. And he also said that if Arthur Blank, He said the GM is on the hot seat too. So Arthur is deciding whether he should fire the coach and the GM or just the coach. My Falcons fans, if you're in the room, let me know what's up. Who do you want to see coach your squad? Who do you want to see coach your squad? Who do you want to coach your football team? What do you think of Mr. Quinn being fired? The Falcons are 0-5. And I say that with a smile on my face. Y'all know I'm a Bucks fan. I don't got no love for Falcons. But, you know, it is what it is. I hate to see anybody lose their job. But the Falcons are 0-5. And I'm going to tell you this, and I put this in the teaser when I was promoting the show. Here is the person that the Falcons need to hire for their next coach. They don't need to go out and try to get this big name, this big splash, because you're 0-5 football team. Don't go talking to no Bill Parcells or like, no, you don't need to do that. Here's what you need to do. Your next football coach, listen to me closely. Falcons fans, zoom in. I don't have an ultra zoom option. So listen to me closely, Falcons fans. Your next coach is already on your coaching staff. No, I'm not talking about Dirk Cutter. That y'all done been there and done that. We done been there and done that in Tampa. Your next coach is none other than Raheem Morris. That is the guy you need to let coach this football team for the rest of the season. Let it be like an internship. If you like what you see out of these next, what, they're 0-5, so that means they got, what, 11 more games? You got about 11 more games. Let Raheem coach these last 11 games, and I guarantee you, you're going to like what you see. I guarantee you're going to like what you see. I guarantee you that. And, of course, Raheem coached the Buccaneers in Tampa. Didn't really end out too well. You know, he had a young squad, you know, a thing, but I think this is his time. I think that he's ready. He's in-house. I think that he's a smart choice here. Now, according to the report from Jeff Schultz, he didn't name any names or anything. And this is, of course, very fresh. So, but that's the guy, man. That's the guy you need. You need to hire Raheem Morris. He needs to be the next coach of the Atlanta Falcons. I said it. And let me know what you think, Falcons fans. Who needs to coach your ball club? Big fan of Raheem Morris, but yeah, word on the street, Dan Quinn is going to reportedly be out. The Falcons are 0-5. Dan Quinn was 14-23 since 2008. So I hate to see it. It is, but it is what it is. I'm also going to give you my top five teams in the NFL, toward the end of the show. But let me know who are some of your top teams in the NFL. Let me know who you guys think in the chat. Hit me up and I'll put those out there and I'll be going through those as well. So let's get down with the get down. In a game that I watched today, a very entertaining game. My Sundays are, because I do the show, I watch the Red Zone channel. So I can kind of get a feel of all of the games. In the Red Zone channel, they were showing a lot of the Las Vegas Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm going to tell you what, man, salute to the Las Vegas Raiders today, man. They came out with the victory 40-32 over the Chiefs. Salute to Derek Carr, had a good game, threw for 347 yards, 3 TDs, 1 INT. And it was a very good game, man. It was going back and forth. Patrick Mahomes was doing his thing. I still think that Chiefs offense is very dynamic. Look, man, you're not going to win them all. And I still have the Chiefs very high on my power rankings. And you'll see that a little bit later on as we go on today. But do I have any Raiders fans in the house? Do we have any Raiders fans to win a give out a game ball? If so, let me know. But Raiders take care of business today. 40-32 to put up 40 points on a very good Chiefs defense. So as much as the Chiefs get credit for that dynamic offense with Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill and everybody that they put in that machine, the Chiefs have a really good defense. And the Raiders put up 40 on them. I mean, they were running that thing. That they just played a really mistake-free game today. So shout out to the Raiders for getting it done today, moving them to 3-2. John Gruden is getting his swag back, I guess you could say. Wait, did the folks still say swag anymore? I gotta check my high school. Is that my job? Do they still say swag? I gotta check that out. Yes, you can. So I have to. I wanted to start with this, but I totally forgot it. So I went on Facebook this morning, and I called myself making some bold predictions. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I would read it word for word for you guys. But I said, you know, I don't want to make some bold predictions. And I just had a feeling. You know, sometimes when you just have a feeling in your gut of how things are going to roll. So I had this to say. Let me see if I can pull it up. I put it out on my Facebook really early this morning. And I said, where is it? Just 1 second. Just bear with me. I got like four screens going on right here. But let me see if I can find it. Where is it? What promo? All right, there it is. Boom. Here's what I said before. Here's what I said. I said bold predictions today. Falcons, Jets, and Texans are all going to get their first wins today, right? So I had a feeling. I was like, yo, all three of them are going to win today, because you can't lose all your games. They have to win one game. Like, you have to win eventually. You know, the Falcons had Carolina, you know, the Texans are playing the Jags, you know, the Jets, you know, whatever. Like, oh, they're going to all win today. Didn't age well, y'all. Didn't age well at all. It did not age well at all. Out of those three games, I was only right on one of them. So Jets got smashed, Falcons got smashed, but salute to the Houston Texans. Making your boy look good. Houston Texans get the win over the Jags, which was a very good game, actually, from the bits and pieces that I saw of it. Deshaun Watson earned his money today. We'll talk a little bit about that. He's the money man, y'all. He's the money man. And made your boy look good today. Falcons, Jets, poo-poo. You guys let me down, man. I go on a limb to try to make y'all feel good. I pick y'all today, and y'all let your boy down. Falcons lose 23-16. That was an ugly game. They played without Julio. I think Gurley finally had a good game. They got the running game going, but they caught an L. The Jets, oh, my gosh. They are. Listen to me closely, and I think they know this. You are a bad football team. Do you understand me? Like, you might go 0-16. Like, from what I saw today, that is a bad football team. It's not a good football team. They are doing their fans a service. Listen to me. They're doing their fans a service by not letting them clowns come and what? I'm not going to call them clowns. Not letting that team play in front of their crowd, because they are a bad football team. They're a bad football team. Shout out to my guy Cheatham checking in. Game ball to Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is running that thing today. Had a good game today. Yeah, man. I really like that back, man. Very explosive. Mr. Brother Cheatham, thanks for checking us out, man. But yeah, man, that Jets team is not good at all. Cardinals get the dub today. Kyler Murray with the good game. Shout out to Brandon Cooks, man. Brandon Cooks had a good day. 8 receptions, 161 yards, 1 TD. And I talked about this a little bit last week, how that team is trying to move forward without DeAndre Hopkins. And in the beginning, they were like, oh, we're better as a unit because there's not so much attention on DeAndre. Like, I get it. That's what you got to say. But here's the thing. Brandon Cooks balled out today, right? Brandon Cooks balled out today. That's what you're going to need if you're going to win each Sunday. It doesn't necessarily have to be Brandon Cooks. Next week, it can be Will Fuller. He's got to catch 7 or 8 balls for 150 and a touchdown or 2. The next week, it can be the guy that got from Denver. I mean, from Green Bay. I can't remember his name. One of those top wide receivers has to have DeAndre Hopkins numbers in order for them to win a game each and every Sunday. That's just what it is. And today, salute to Brandon Cooks. He had that game today, and they won. Now, again, it was against the lowly Jets, but it is what it is. So, yeah, man, moving right along to those teams that didn't let me down. Those teams that didn't let me down. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Steel Curtain. Steelers take care of business today, 38-29. Where are my Steelers fans at? Where are my Eagles fans at? Go ahead and put in the chat, who's your game ball today? Who's your GOAT? Who played well? Who let you down? Let me know how you're feeling. That Steelers squad looked good, man. Credit to crew, to Mike Tomlin and crew. Mike Tomlin always is going to have them boys ready, man. Each and every year, no one really talks about the Steelers because they're just, you just feel like, oh, Big Ben is like 100. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what are we going to get from the Steelers? Today, you got some really good ground and pound football. 38 points on the board. Big Ben, solid day, man. Solid day from Big Ben. 239 yards, 3 touchdowns. Here's a name you probably never heard before. Chase Claypool. How many of you guys have Chase Claypool on your fantasy teams? How many of you guys have Chase Penn? You're lying. You don't have him on your fantasy team. Shout out to Chase Claypool. Let me read his stat line. 7 receptions, 110 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown. Shout out to Chase Claypool. I'm not even saying his right name right. That man balled out today, yo. The man balled out today. So shout out to them. Shout out to Big Ben. He's like, when I look at Big Ben, I think about my father, right? I think about my father when he used to play me in basketball when I was like 10 years old. He used to always just back me down and do this god-awful hook shot that I could not block because I was like 9 or 10 years old. That's Big Ben. He has seen everything. He has done everything. He's seen every coverage. He's not as nimble as he used to be, but he's just so daggone effective. Again, man, goes for over 300 some yards today. I mean, 239, but he has 3 TDs. Again, shout out to Chase Claypool. I know if you don't have him in fantasy, I know everyone's out there trying to get him on the waiver wire because your boy balled out today. The Eagles, what can we say about the NFC East? What can we say about the NFC East, man? Like, I don't know. I don't have the words. I don't, like, who's the best team in that division? I don't know. Is the best team even really deserving of going to the playoffs? I don't know. Like, that's going to be probably one of the stories of the season is what is going to happen with the NFC East. Shout out to the Steelers, though. Next game up, we are going to, let's see, the Los Angeles Rams and the Washington football team. Again, this was the Alex Smith game. Quarterback got pulled, Daniels got pulled, and Alex Smith comes in. He throws 17 passes, ends up with like 37 yards. And the Rams just took care of business because the Rams are just a better football team than the Washington football team. Washington is not a good football team. Like, I look in that NFC East, you got Washington and the Eagles, who are just not good football teams. You have the Dallas Cowboys, which is not a good football team. The Dallas Cowboys are not even a good football team with their starting quarterback. And they lost their starting quarterback. So, I mean, what are they? That whole division is I'm not going to say it's trash, but it don't smell good. Rams take care of business today, man. Jared Goff, a solid day. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. I got Goff on one of my fantasy teams, so he was pretty solid today. Just kind of a thorough butt whipping right here. The Washington team was kind of hanging in there for like the first half. I think that the guy who came in for Haskins kind of gave them a little pump, but then he realized, like, yo, like, he's not really a good quarterback either. And so then just things that happen. Talent matters in the NFL, guys. Talent matters in the NFL. And the Rams get the dub today over the Washington football team, 30-10. So, yeah, that was – hang on in there, NFC East teams. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I really don't know what to tell you. Let's go to Baltimore. Baltimore, this game was a shellacking. Baltimore takes care of the Cincinnati Bengals 27-3. This was just pure and utter domination. The Ravens D was really good today. They got a scoop and score touchdown. Here's my thing, and this is me being nitpicky, okay? Like, this is me being nitpicky. And forgive me, Ravens fans, for being nitpicky. You should have kind of won this game by more. And I know, like, what the hell is he saying? Like, they won by 24 points. You kind of should have won this game by more. I thought that, look, man, you were up 20-0 for the majority of the game, and you still have your quarterback throwing the ball 37 times as opposed to 24 rushes. Like, why does Mark Ingram only have 11 carries and you guys were up 20-0 the majority of the game? Like, why are you throwing the ball so much? Like, you're up 20-0. Run that ball. Run your QB. Run your running back. And I don't know. I'm old school when it comes to that, right? Like, I'm old school when it comes to that. But nevertheless, good win for the Ravens. Their sights are obviously – they're using this season as a tune-up for the playoffs. So Ravens take care of business today, man. Take care of business today. 27-3 over the Vikings. I mean, not the Vikings, the Cincinnati Bengals. I wanted to – excuse me. And forgive me, guys. I really didn't mean to do this. But I didn't talk about the Thursday night game. And I know everyone's thinking, like, oh, he's a Bucks fan. He ain't going to talk about the Thursday night game when his team went out there on national television and caught that L. No, I'm going to own that. So let me go ahead and pull up the little Bucks game. Since I know y'all Chicago folks, you know, my boy Derek, my boy Raphael. I know y'all got something to say about your little Bears getting a little win or whatever. All right. I'm with it. Thursday night, and I meant to start the show off with this one. The Bears beat my boys 20-19. I really thought that we could have won that game. A couple bounces here, a couple bounces there. I really thought the game was a really good defensive game. I really like what I saw out of our running back, Jones. And salute to the Bears, man. They won the game. Salute to the Bears. Salute to all their fans. They're 4-1. We're 3-2. We got to lick our wounds, because we got Green Bay coming in. But Buccaneers lose to the Chicago Bears on Thursday night to kick off week 5. And, that was – I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. That was a tough one to swallow. All right. Boom. Let's go to some of these 4 o'clock games. And first things first – not first things first. Again, this is the NFL opening drive, recapping the games in week 5. Who are you giving your game balls or goats to? It looks like the Miami Dolphins and the San Francisco 49ers have just gone final. This was a blowout. Miami Dolphins take care of the 49ers 43-13. Ooh, that's an ugly one. Let me pull up these stats and see what we're looking at. Let's see. 49-17. Go ahead and put that on the screen. There you go. Dolphins 43, 49ers 17. Ryan Fitzpatrick, a big day. 350 yards, 3 touchdowns. And that's what Ryan Fitzpatrick can do for you, man. And as somebody who was on it, Fitz was on our squad, like, was it last year, year before? That's what he does, man. He'll give you a couple games like these every year. I still believe Fitzpatrick is what he is, but the man balled out today, man. 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, no sacks. No interceptions. Who was catching the ball? Spread the ball out really well. Kind of ran the ball kind of decent. I don't really know what's going on with the 49ers. Word on the street is that Jimmy G got benched. I don't even know who the guy who came in for him. But 49ers fans, talk to me. Let me know how you feeling, man. How you feeling about your squad? Because this game does not look good today. Oh, my gosh. They put up a 40-burger on them. Let's take a look at to some of the games in progress. We still have the Colts and Browns have a good game going on. Right now, the Colts are up. No, I'm sorry. The Browns are up 29-23. Let me me see if I can get that onto the screen. 29-23. Boom. All right, let's see. Colts are up 29-23 with 2 minutes left. The Browns currently have the ball. And I don't know, man. Cleveland may have something going. This is a very good game between two good 3-1 teams. That's what I said it, y'all. I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns. 3-1 Cleveland Browns look like they might go 4-1 unless something demonstrative happens. It looks like they're just trying to run the clock out from now. Kareem Hunt doing his business, doing what he does. And shout out to the Cleveland Browns, man. It's been a long time coming. Baker Mayfield, 247 yards. Throwing the ball a lot, kind of more than I would like. I don't really like to see Baker throw the ball over 30 times, 30, 35. He's throwing the ball 37 times. That's just, I mean, and it probably could be because you got Nick Chubb out, but Kareem Hunt is a hell of a back. He's got 72 yards. Give him 20 carries. I think you give Kareem Hunt 20 carries and all those other backs that they have, that is the formula for success. But salute to the Cleveland Browns, and I hope that – oh, and I have that wrong on this. Let me go ahead and fix that because that is a typo. The Browns are up 29, not the Colts. So the Browns have 29. I put that in the chat. I'm going to fire my production guy, guys. I'm sorry about that. So the Browns are up 29-23. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, that was just a snafu that I had. There you go. Browns are up 29-23, a minute left, and they're just killing time right now. So it's pretty much inevitable that the Browns will go to 4-1, and the Indianapolis Colts will go to 3-2. Browns fans, where you at? Browns fans. Where's my brother Billy Green? Browns fans, where you at, man? Pump your chest. 4-1. It might be sooner than later before these Browns end up on my power rankings. Before they break up the power rankings. You guys hear my phone go off. I'm getting so many texts from people telling me to vote. Like, oh my gosh, I'm ready, man. I'm signed up. I'm ready to vote. And if you are not ready to vote, make sure you signed up. Little commercial here. Sign up, vote, make your voice heard. You understand this is a very important election. A lot of things are at stake. Make sure your voice is heard. So go out there and vote. I know in the city of Georgia, early voting starts on Tuesday. I plan to do some early voting. Because I'm not trying to be out there when on election day, because I know it's going to be a madhouse. It is going to be a madhouse. Let me take a look at some of these other 4 o'clock games that are winding down. Giants and the Cowboys. Now we got an interesting game here. Giants are currently up 34-31 with 2 minutes left, and the Cowboys have the ball. So what I'll probably do is, if the game is still going by the time I'm still doing this pod, I will just record a segment and get my thoughts on that one. But again, the sad part about this one is Dak Prescott goes down with a terrible looking ankle injury, and prayers up to him that he does well. And let's see. Oh, the group just hit a field goal. So now the score is tied up with a minute and 56 seconds left. So that game is going to go down to the wire. Cowboys just tied things up with a minute and 56 seconds left. Cowboys are 1-3. Giants are 0-4. But this has actually been a very good game, guys. This has actually been a very good game. And now you're like, yo, man, this is 0-4, 1-3. Divisional game, a lot of hurt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of hate. These teams do not like each other. And it's going to be interesting to see what the young guy, Daniel Jones, can do. If they can get those guys down in field goal range to win the game. Shout out to Devontae Freeman, 60 yards on 17 carries and a touchdown, man. It's good to see him back in the league. So last week, if you missed the show, make sure you go out to get my boy Tony checking in today. Big up in his Steelers. Big Ben is showing a lot of wear and tear in those tires. Big Ben is like a 79 Seville, man. But he's got those Steelers balling out of control. So last week, and I'll put this banner up for you guys who just pop in to put your game balls and your goats into the chat. Let me see. I'll put that one up. And then last week we talked about top five teams in power rankings after 5 weeks. And I know earpiece fell out. I know that after last week, some games went on, and this week there's still more games that are going to go on. But I wanted to give you my top five teams as I currently see it as of now, right? So top five teams. I need a drum roll sounder. That's what I need. I need to go on YouTube and see how can I get like a drum roll sounder to kind of build the suspense. You know what I mean? Like build the suspense. All right. Top five team. E-Dubs, top five teams. And I'll start at number five. Top five teams. Number five is the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are 4-0. They're playing the Monday night game, I believe. Let me see on the schedule. Week five, week 12. Where are the Bills at? Because I didn't see them playing. The Bills, they might have a bye week because the Vikings and Seahawks. They actually have the Tuesday night game. There's a Tuesday night game because there was a COVID breakout. They had to move some games around, and now the Bills and Titans are going to play on Tuesday night. So, but yeah, Bills are 4-0. They have a really good synergy about them right now, playing good on both sides of the ball. I don't have them ranked higher because I'm still not completely sold on their quarterback, who's playing very well, by the way. Playing very well, by the way. And I'm not going to disparage him or say anything bad about him. He's playing very well. Josh Allen is the guy I'm talking about. 12 TDs, one interception on the season. Playing phenomenal football. He's playing phenomenal football. But when I look at the teams, the four teams that I have about above Buffalo, I have them there for a reason because of their steady quarterback play. So, with that said, our number four team is the Green Bay Packers. Yes, the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is not dead. He is still alive, and he is making plays. And we're going to see Aaron Rodgers next week in Tampa. And he looks good, man. He looks good. That offense looks refreshed, renewed. And I really like what the Packers are doing. They're another undefeated team. And it's going to be tough next week, man. It's going to be tough. Not saying that we can't do it, you know, but the Green Bay Packers are 4-0, and they're playing some really good football. Number three, and I kind of hinted at that a little bit earlier. Number three is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very surprising. I know. A lot of people say, oh, I got Buffalo number three. And if you got Buffalo number three, I can respect that. But number three, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers for no other reason than they're slow and they're steady. You know what you're going to get for them. You know you're going to get a hard-nosed defense. You know you're going to get very creative plays. You know what Big Ben is going to give you. He's old and steady. You know what I'm saying? You know he's at that point. He's like, yo, he's going to give you 12 points tonight. Like he was a basketball player, and he was a 7-foot. Like he's like that old head who is older on Ben. At this point, Big Ben in his career is like the end of Shaq Miami. That's who Big Ben is right now. Not quite Shaq with the Lakers. I mean, not quite Shaq with the Celtics, but he's kind of like Shaq with like the end of Miami, maybe like some Phoenix Shaquille O'Neal. That's who Big Ben is. But I always like Pittsburgh because I'm in love with their coach. Very steady. You know what you're going to get. They know what they're going to there's no surprises with them. There's no surprises with them. So top five teams so far. I got Buffalo. I got the Packers, the Steelers. Number two is the Seattle Seahawks. Number two is the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks fans, where you at? Where you at? Where my boy Bob? Shout out to my guy Bob. Huge Seahawks fan. always got something to say about them daggone Seahawks. But yeah, Seahawks check in at number two on my list, and that is because of their quarterback. Again, the reason I don't have Buffalo higher is because all of these four top-tier teams are it's because of their quarterback, man. The quarterback, Russell Wilson, has been balling out of control this season. He's just having 16 touchdowns, two interceptions throughout 5 weeks. 16 touchdowns, two interceptions throughout 5 weeks. Well, 4 weeks. They have the Sunday night game. The 6.5-point favorites over the Minnesota Vikings. So we're going to see how that turns out. If you're just popping in, make sure you give me your game balls. Who are you giving your game ball to? Who is your GOAT? Who helped you out in fantasy? Who balled out for your team? Go ahead and put it in the chat. We'll show you some love, man. But, yeah, so the Seattle Seahawks are my number two team. And my number one team, even though they caught an L today, is the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though they caught an L, they're still my number one team in the NFL. That offense is very dynamic. Patrick Mahomes is a – he's Jordan right now, man. Like, he's Jordan in the league, and everybody else is just not Jordan. He's Jordan right now, man. Salute to Patrick Mahomes. And, yeah, man, so I'm still a believer of the Chiefs, even though they're no longer undefeated. And that is my top five of who my top five NFL teams: Buffalo, Packers, Steelers, Seahawks, and the Chiefs. Who are your top five? Go ahead and put them in the chat, or you can hit us up on Twitter at GTRGTRadio1100. On Twitter, you can find our Facebook page as well. So let's do this. Let's give out a few game balls. And I referenced this earlier. And so let me go ahead and put a little banner up there so I can put a so I can show him some love. Let's see what he got. One touchdown and his team got the victory. So my first game ball is going to go to, well, Mr. Brandon Cooks, man. Brandon Cooks, 8 receptions, 161 yards, 1 TD, got the dub. Again, for this Texans team to win, for this Texans team to win on a night-in and night-out basis, somebody is going to have to be DeAndre Hopkins. Someone's going to have to be D-Hop. and he had the D-Hop performance today, 8 receptions, 160 yards, and a TD. Keep it going, Brandon. You got congratulations. Now you got to do it again. Now you got to do it again. And, yeah, man. So game ball goes out to one Mr. Brandon Cooks. And speaking of the devil, you guys are going to really like this next one. I should have had this already in the chat. I mean, already. I should have already had this banner up, but I don't. But you will see it soon. There it is. Boom. That's why I love StreamYard, man. Oh, I forgot to put the name on that. Hold on. Let me update that. Trying to go fast. There we go. There goes my guy. DeAndre Hopkins, 6 receptions, 131 yards, 1 TD, and his team got the dub. You did? Your team got the dub. And look, let me tell you this. Hold on. Let me get some water. Right now, DeAndre Hopkins is unequivocally the best wide receiver in the game of football. He's getting paid like the best wide receiver because he is the best wide receiver in the game. Another 6 receptions, 131 yards, 1 TD today. Arizona takes care of the lowly Jets. No matter that they're the Jets, it's no gimmies in the NFL. DeAndre Hopkins balled out today, and he gets a game ball. My last game ball is a guy that we talked about a little bit earlier. Let me see if I can say his claim. There he is. Boom. Chase Claypool. 7 receptions, 110 touchdowns, 3 TDs, man. three TDs, and had a rushing TD too. Team got the dub for the Steelers. I don't even know who Chase Claypool is, but I'm about to look him up and see if I can grab this dude on my fantasy team, because all three of my fantasy teams, man, injury bug has hit us all, man. Hit us all. The only consolation is that everybody's dealing with injuries. So, yeah, man, shout out to Chase Claypool. Shout out to my guy D-Hop and Brandon Cooks for those game balls. And my man Tony checked in with Josh Jacobs. He gets a game ball today as well. And let me give one more quick update on, let's see, this Cowboys and Cowboys and Giants game. It looks like the Cowboys might go into, looks like they got in the field goal range. Got about 30 seconds left. But we always do kind of an update for the audio show. So for the podcast, we'll update that game as well as tonight's Sunday night game in the NFL. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been the opening drive of week five. Make sure you guys retweet and reshare the show. We appreciate you guys. Let me see if the pass completion plan. All right, they're still going on. Make sure you guys retweet and we share the show. I appreciate you guys for all the support, for everything that we have going on. We'll be right back next Sunday, 7 p.m., recapping these games. Week six in the NFL. See, we got NBA tonight, man. We got Sunday Night Football. So hope you guys are well. Hey, shout out to the God is Dope crew. God is Dope crew. Check them out on Instagram. Hooked your boy up with a shirt. God is dope. God is dope. Never forget that. And like we used to say on the show all the time, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. If you don't know him, you need to find him and show him love, because that's all he's showing you. L-O-B-E, love. And with that, the Dallas Cowboys take care of the New York Giants 37-34 on a last second field goal from Zerline, 34 yards. The field goal is good. Boom. Cowboys win. They win one for Dak. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace and love, guys. All right.
Hi, Daddy.
Ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Air Force. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just a rock.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out. Cut it out.
What's up, folks? It's your boy E-Dub, recording just kind of a bonus segment. Just wanted to update you guys on some of the games that have gone final. I'm a little late getting out the audio of this podcast, but just wanted to update you guys. The Sunday night game, of course, we didn't have because we go live at 7 p.m. So the Sunday night game is 8, so you can do the math. But the Seattle Seahawks take care of the Minnesota Vikings. Another brilliant performance by Russell Wilson. 217 yards, 3 TDs, and throws a game-winning touchdown pass to TJ Metcalf with, I think, 15 seconds left on the clock. And Seattle remains undefeated, 5-0. Minnesota falls to 1-4. And what is worse, I think Sean Cook got hurt in that game. I had to go back and look and see exactly what happened. But hope he's, I don't even know. But if he's hurt, that spells bad news for the Minnesota Vikings. This has been a triage season for the NFL, man. It's just been really crazy with all the injuries. I don't know if you chalk it up to not having a preseason. I don't know what you chalk it up to, but I don't like it at all, man. I hate all these injuries. And it's like, it's not just one team. Every team is dealing with a whole bunch of injuries. And I hope that Cook is able to get back on the field as soon as possible. Last night, the Saints took care of the Chargers 30-27. The Saints are now 3-2. And for everyone that's counting out Drew Brees, man, all he does is just continue to build up yards. And I mean, they're gonna run this thing how they want to run it, man. So the Saints, much to my chagrin as a Buccaneers fan, the Saints get the W over the Chargers. Chargers fall to 1-4, and the Saints are 3-2, like I mentioned. So we are going to be back next Sunday at the same time, 7 p.m., giving you probably another top five of power rankings. I don't know if it'll change that much. We'll look at the standings, see how the guys are standings. We'll check in again with some new coaches. We talked about that a little bit in the podcast as well. But thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, GT Radio 1100, and Facebook as well. So it's for the opening drive. I'm your boy E-Dub. We'll see you when we see you. Peace and love.
Hi, Daddy.
There's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as good. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious.
Blue, you're my boy!
Cut it out. Cut it out.